I marvel at the unassailable truth of God's beautiful book, His Holy Bible. Everything I need to know is contained between the covers of this magnificent God-authored text. It is our owner's manual. When I was a much younger man, I carried the entire Bible in a book that fit in my hip pocket, and ladies could easily carry it in a small purse. The answer to all of our questions are answered here. This book clearly defines the reasons for the world's troubles, as well as provides the solution to and escape from those troubles. I am instructed in all aspects of this life that I might navigate successfully and accomplish my personal, eternal purpose. And can you imagine the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that moved upon the face of the deep in Genesis chapter 1, dwells in my belly, teaching me and leading me in all truth, even acting as the ultimate archive retrieval system. In this holy book is life, and life more abundantly, and even the portal to everlasting life. Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. John 7, 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. This marvelous, beautiful book is only understood by the born again. It is family knowledge, and you must be born into this family. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again, as Jesus declares in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again means just what it says, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt, and if you come with me, everything changes for you today. Today, you will become brand new. Today, all your sins and your shame will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. In mere moments, you will be a sinless child of God. Today, all of the devil's bondages in your life will be broken, and that means all of them. In mere moments, you will be free. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is true. Here is the simple prompt I promised. Your time is now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Romans chapter 1, verse 28, And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 12, And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God said, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Man said, When my biology teacher told me how all creation materialized out of a big explosion of nothing, and then explained that my father was a monkey, I thought, hey, that's cool. Evolution sure is awesome. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1205. that will once again certify the inerrancy of God's beautiful book, the Majority Text Holy Bible. All of these word-centric features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and as supernatural ammunition to be used in the battle for the lost sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. The spirit of blasphemy pours out a constant barrage of bold-faced lies, and as the end of days approaches, the situation will worsen dramatically. Several excerpts from the God Said, Man Said feature, Don't Drink the Water, Part 1, The Earth Has Opened Its Mouth, it follows. Satan is fully aware that he must control the world's dialogue. His wordsmiths dominate in universities and textbooks, in Hollywood and online, in the mainstream media, and in progressive governance. There is a virtual flood of words spewing out of their collective mouths at any given time, but unfortunately for them, the earth has opened its mouth. The devil's gatekeepers have successfully censored the word of God from the public forum in a big way, but unfortunately, God's earth has opened its mouth. Keep in mind the God Said, Man Said principle of the 180, the opposites. A circle has 360 degrees. At the 180-degree mark, you are at exact opposites. God is light, Satan is darkness. God is love, Satan is hate. God is life, Satan is death. The opposites, like measures, but at opposite positions. Jesus told the believers that they would be baptized in the Holy Ghost after his departure from the earth, beginning on the day of Pentecost, and says this in John 7, 38 and 39, He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Out of the mouth of the redeemed proceeded rivers of living water, even in the Holy Ghost-inspired words they spoke. In the initial manifestation on the day of Pentecost, the disciples spoke in the unknown tongues of the Holy Ghost, and the Apostle Peter preached the Holy Ghost gospel. The floods of living water began. Their words, the words of the born again, are rivers of living water. Remember the 180 principle. And contrast Holy Ghost water with Satan's dragon water, Revelation 12:15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The God of today's academics is evolution, which in their darkened mind has replaced the God of creation, the God of the Bible. According to evolution, instead of God the Creator, there was a big bang out of virtually nothing. From this nothing and the chaos of the explosion popped all the marvels of the earth, all of the wondrous life forms in its dazzling universe. According to evolution, instead of man being God's crowning achievement where we were created in his likeness and image, humanity evolved from a mysterious warm puddle of goo as a single-celled slime creature. That slime creature took millions and millions of years into evolving what you see today, monkey the man. And our first cousin is the mushroom. That really satisfies the inquiring mind, don't you think? You would naturally think not so good. But from kindergarten to university, the theory is hammered in. You'll find it in textbooks, see it parroted in Hollywood, hear it trumpeted by mainstream media. Pseudoscience and progressive politics alike shout with one voice, Wow, isn't that fantastic? Beware, don't drink the dragon water. Are you interested in literal? Watch as this short series demonstrates the earth opening its mouth and swallowing the dragon water literally. These features will focus on the discoveries of archaeology, paleontology, and geology as they open the earth's mouth to reveal its mysteries as it swallows the dragon's water of words gulp after Holy Ghost gulp. It was Darwin's premise that when the sciences, like, for example, archaeology, paleontology, and geology, would unearth more and more scientific finds, those finds would fully confirm the undeniable truth of evolution and reduce the God of the Bible to irrelevance. It's been over 170 years since Darwin popularized the theory of evolution. In that time, archaeology, paleontology, and geology have watched the earth open its mouth and spit out untold millions of fossils and sundry other discoveries, yet not one uncontested missing link has been among them. What has been repeatedly found, however, is one proof after another that certifies the perfect supernatural inerrancy of God and his beautiful book, the majority text, Holy Bible, end of quote. The earth has truly opened its mouth to swallow the dragon water. Yes, archaeology, paleontology, geology, and ancient societal records have all stood with jaws agape as the earth's discoveries have been revealed by the billions. Be of good cheer, child of God, and your childlike faith will not be disappointed. This is feature number 2 in the 21 Signs of Doomsday Absurdity series. The words reprobate and delusional will be front and center in the global mindset that will prevail at the last day. Foundational paragraphs from the first feature follow. It is known as the doctrine of imminence, which is the teaching that Jesus Christ could return for his church at any moment. This was the doctrine of the New Testament church, and it remains the same today. The time of Christ's return is hand in front of your face close. The Bible informs us that a general state of mind will prevail over the earth at the time of God's world-ending judgment, in which Romans chapter 1 describes the self-proclaimed wisest among us refusing to retain God in their knowledge, resulting in their being turned over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a worthless one, and the glaring results of this state of mind is a deep spiritual wickedness and a headlong dive into homosexual perversions. Romans chapter 1, 21 through 28. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 12 addresses the spiritual mindset of the world at its very end. See if this sounds familiar. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The reprobate professors of the world's academic institutions have taught their students that evolution is the God of creation. According to evolutionists, as noted earlier, there was a big bang out of virtually nothing, and boom, here we are. Your first cousin is a mushroom, your second cousin is a banana, and your father is a monkey. To these revelations, the whole class parroted, "Wow, isn't evolution awesome?" The blind professors have convinced their blind students that they can, in fact, see, And as Jesus said, they have both fallen in the ditch. Matthew 15:14, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Remember, think eminence, think soon, think now. Daniel 7:25 speaks of Satan's last day's efforts against the saints, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Satan's plan is to wear out the redeemed with a constant barrage of bold-faced lies. The carnal man finds it easier in many cases to believe a lie over the truth. This is a matter of heredity, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, 21 Signs of Doomsday, Update 60, Absurdity. Absurd, yet the world's academics bow. Mathematics has a concept called absurd. The following excerpts are from Dr. Chuck Missler's book, Beyond Coincidence. While nothing is considered impossible in statistics, merely highly improbable, there has to be a point in mathematics where it's justified to call it quits and say, enough's enough. In his 1962 book, Probabilities of Life, mathematician Emil Borel suggests that probabilities become too negligible to worry about on a cosmic scale after 1 in 10 to the 50th power. Odds of 1 in a trillion, 10 to the 12th power, may not get many investors, but it's still remotely possible. On the other hand, the chance of 1 to 10 to the 50th power is inconceivable. It's defined as absurd. 1 in 10 to the 50 is defined as absurd, Dr. Missler continues. There are large problems with the argument that this micromolecule developed through random processes in ancient bacteria. The 20 protein-forming amino acids exist among hundreds, and from those 20, the brutally long sequence of amino acids has to line up in precise order. The amino acids have to be chained together just right, or the protein doesn't fold properly, and oxygen cannot attach and release in the manner precisely balanced for life. The number of possible arrangements in a polypeptide of 574 amino acids from the 20 basic ones is 10 to the 650th power. Yet during the alleged 13.8 billion years of the universe, there have been only 4 to 10 to the 17th power in seconds. To suggest this complex protein formed by chance is ludicrous, end of quote. Absurd is defined as 10 to the 50th power, so then 10 to the 650th power is absurdity magnified 13 times. Again, from 21 Signs of Doomsday, Names of Blasphemy, you'll find this. The mathematical probability of occurrence of complex organisms is terribly low for biological evolution and higher for biological abrupt appearance. Schutzenberger of the University of Paris, at a conference on mathematical challenges to the neo-Darwinian interpretation of evolution, concluded that the probability of evolution by mutation and natural selection is not conceivable. We believe that it is not conceivable. In fact, if we tried to simulate such a situation by making changes randomly at the typographical level on computer programs, we find that we have no chance. Example, less than 1 to 10 to the 1,000th power, even to see what the modified program will compute because it just jams. Thus, to conclude, we believe there is a considerable gap in the neo-Darwinian theory of evolution, and we believe this gap to be of such a nature that it cannot be bridged within the current conception of biology. Ambrose of the University of London also finds that for the emergence of new species, the probability is so small in terms of the known age of the universe that it is effectively zero. One example is the information content of essential enzymes, which is unimaginably vast according to famous astronomer Hoyle, formerly a professor at Cambridge and director of its Institute of Theoretical Astronomy, and mathematician-astronomer Vikram Singhi. The essence of his argument last week was that the information content of the higher forms of life is represented by the number 10 to the 40,000th power, representing the specificity with which some 2,000 genes, each of which might be chosen from 10 to the 20th power, nucleotide sequences of the appropriate length might be defined. Evolutionary processes, Wood Hoyle said, require several Hubble times, each Hubble time is time it is since they postulated the Big Bang, to yield such a result. The chance that higher life forms might have emerged in this way is comparable with the chance that a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a Boeing 747 from the material therein. Remember, in mathematics, the odds of 1 in 10 to the 50th power is considered absurd. So then 10 to the 40,000th power is absurdity magnified 800 times. End of quote. Now consider this excerpt on the absurdity of academia's God evolution from the book Evolution Impossible by Dr. John Ashton. Also, we have not attempted to calculate the probability of a gene that can comprise thousands of millions of nucleobases encoded with information forming by chance. From studies of single-celled organisms, scientists have estimated that the simplest possible living organism would require a genome containing a minimum of 250 to 400 genes. Thus, the improbability of life occurring in the simplest cell with the corresponding molecular capacity vastly exceeds one chance in 10 to the 150th power, which, please note, is the number 1 followed by 150 zeros. In other words, abiogenesis is absolutely impossible. That is, living organisms cannot arise by chance from non-living matter. Remember, absurd is mathematically defined as 10 to the 50th power. The astronomical odds of the simplest single-cell organism evolving by chance is 10 to the 150th power, which is absurdity magnified 3 times, end of quote. The law of probability is foundational to everything, really, to all of this life. The probability of an event is the odds of that event occurring. Insurance actuaries can predict the odds that you will return in one piece from a trip to the convenience store for a quart of milk. The absurdity of the odds against unbelief and its champion evolution are staggering, and yet the camp of unbelievers continue to soldier on in their defense of the impossible. In the book In 6 Days, Why 50 Scientists Choose to Believe in Evolution, 50 highly credentialed scientists endorse the God of creation. Dr. J.R. Bergman, degreed in psychology, evaluation and research, sociology, human biology, and who served as a consultant for more than 20 science textbooks, was among the 50. Dr. Bergman provides mathematical proof that certifies the need for a creator-designer, he writes. Many researchers have concluded that the probability of life arising by chance is so remote that we have to label it an impossibility. For example, Hoyle notes that the probability of drawing either 10 white or 10 black balls out of a large box full of balls that contains equal numbers of black and white balls is 5 times out of 1 million. If we increase the number to 100, and draw sets of 100 balls, the probability of drawing 100 black or 100 white balls in succession is now so low as to be, for all practical purposes, impossible. To illustrate the concept as applied in biology, an ordered structure of just 206 parts will be examined. This is not a large number. The adult human skeleton, for example, contains on average 206 separate bones, all assembled together in a perfectly integrated functioning whole. And all body systems, even our cells, organelles, are far more complex than this. Achievement of only the correct general position required, ignoring for now where the bones came from, their upside down or right side up placement, their alignment, the origin of the tendons, ligaments, and other supporting structures. Just put that aside for a moment. For all 206 parts will only occur once in 1 out of 10 to the 388th power in random assortments. This means one chance out of 10 to 388 zeros exists of the correct order being selected on the first trial and each and every other trial afterward, given all the bones as they presently exist in our body. Further, all the parts must both first exist and be instantaneously assembled properly in order for the organism to function. For all practical purposes, a zero possibility exists that the correct general position of only 206 parts could be obtained simultaneously by chance, and the average human has about 75 trillion cells. The human cerebral cortex alone contains over 10 billion cells, all arranged in the proper order, and each of these cells is itself infinitely complex from a human standpoint. Each of the cells in the human body consists of multi-thousands of basic parts, such as organelles and multi-millions of complex proteins and other parts, all of which must be assembled both correctly and instantaneously, as a unit in order to function. This required balance and assembly must be maintained even during cell division. This illustration indicates that the argument commonly used by evolutionists, given enough time, anything is possible, is seriously wanting. Evolutionary naturalism claims that the bone system happened as a result of time, luck, and natural forces, the last element actually holding the status of a god. Time, the chief escape that naturalism must rely on to support its theory, is thus a false god. Scientists recognize this problem, and this is why evolutionist Stephen Jay Gould concluded that humans are a glorious evolutionary accident which requires 60 trillion contingent events, end of quote. Absurd is mathematically defined as 10 to the 50th power. The bizarre odds that the human bone system just happened to form instantaneously and correctly as a result of time, luck, and natural forces is 10 to the 388th, which is absurdly magnified over 7 times. In the book Creation, Dr. Grant Jeffrey discusses a wild claim made by evolutionist Dr. Richard Dawkins. The following excerpts are from Creation. An example of the evolutionary assumption that given enough time, even those things that are extremely improbable will eventually happen is found in Dr. Richard Dawkins' book, The Blind Watchmaker. Using the analogy of an alien being that lives for 100 million years, whom he presumed would have a quite different sense of time, Dawkins suggests that an extremely unlikely event, such as 4 bridge players, each finding an extremely lucky hand of cards containing a perfect bridge hand, ace through king, would be something that a long-lived alien would not be especially surprised to witness. While a perfect bridge hand for 4 players, each one being dealt every single card of the 13 cards needed, ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king, would be extremely unlikely to occur within the lifetime of a regular human bridge player. Dawkins suggested that if you live long enough, even such an unlikely event would inevitably occur. Actually, Dawkins went further in his analogy. He suggested that such an alien living 100 million years will expect to be dealt a perfect bridge hand from time to time and will scarcely trouble to write home about it when it happens. However, according to a brilliant analysis by Dr. Lee Spetner in his book Not by Chance, it is possible to mathematically calculate the odds against the long-lived alien seeing a perfect bridge hand held by 4 players. And the odds are far more unlikely than the evolutionist Professor Dawkins imagines. Dr. Spetner demonstrated that if the aliens played 100 bridge hands every day, this alien, of his life for 100 million years, he would play about 3.65 times 10 to the 12th power hands. The chance of his seeing a perfect hand at least once in his life is then about 1 chance in a quad drillion. That's one chance in a thousand billion. In reality, the odds against evolution are far, far worse than that. End of quote. Absurdity stacked upon absurdity. Dr. Henry M. Morse compiled a book titled That Their Words May Be Used Against Them. The following excerpts are from that book, and as we review them, remember that these are quotes taken from evolutionists' so-called brightest minds. Frank B. Salisbury writes in Doubts about the Modern Synthetic Theory of Evolution, published in American Biology, Teacher had this to say. Now, we know that the cell itself is far more complex than we had imagined. It includes thousands of functioning enzymes, each one of them a complex machine itself. Furthermore, each enzyme comes into being in response to a gene, a strand of DNA. The information content of the gene, its complexity, must be as great as that of the enzyme that it controls. A medium protein might include about 300 amino acids. The DNA gene controlling this would have about 1,000 nucleotides in its chain. Since there are four kinds of nucleotides in the DNA chain, one consisting of 1,000 links, could exist in 4 to the 1,000th power different forms. Using a little algebra, we can see that 4 to the 1,000th power equals 10 to the 600th power. 10 multiplied by itself 600 times gives the figure 1 followed by 600 zeros. This number is completely beyond our comprehension. Sir Frank Hoyle writes in The Big Bang in Astronomy, published by New Scientist, I don't know how long it is going to be before astronomers generally recognize that the combinatorial arrangement are not even one among the many thousands of biopolymers on which life depends could have been arrived at by natural processes here on the Earth. Astronomers will have a little difficulty at understanding this because they will be assured by biologists that it is not so. The biologists have been assured in their turn by others that it is not so. The others are a group of persons who believe quite openly in mathematical miracles. They advocate the belief that tucked away in nature outside of normal physics, there is a law which performs miracles, provided the miracles are in the aid of biology. This curious situation sits oddly on a profession that for long has been dedicated to coming up with logical explanations of biblical miracles. It is quite otherwise, however, with the modern mathematical miracle workers who are always to be found living in the twilight fringes of thermodynamics, end of quote. Evolutionists have seen the writing on the wall for decades and yet parade their lies as truth through universities, schools, and textbooks, while the class repeats in slack-jawed unison, wow, evolution sure is awesome. God uses prophecy as one way to establish his supernatural and inerrant bona fides. Hundreds of prophecies exist in God's holy book, but none, though, quite like the prophecies surrounding his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Over 300 prophecies have been cataloged, heralding God's Christ by whom he made the world. Dr. Chuck Missler writes of these prophecies of Christ in his book Beyond Coincidence, and he highlights 8 of them. The following paragraphs are from Beyond Coincidence. There are just a handful of the prophecies. These are just a handful of the prophecies that Jesus fulfills. There are hundreds of others, but we'll stop here. He was born in Bethlehem, hailed as a king as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, which was thrown in the temple and ended up with the potter, wounded in the hands, gave no defense, though innocent, was crucified, died with the wicked. He was buried in the grave of the rich. We have 8 prophecies. I use powers of 10 all the way through this study because multiplying exponents just requires adding them up. We can multiply probabilities of one man fulfilling each of these 8 prophecies as follows. 10 to the 5th times 10 to the 2nd times 10 to the 3rd times 10 to the 5th times 10 to the 3rd times 10 to the 3rd, the 3rd, and so on, to 10 to the 28th. This means there is one chance in 10 to the 28th power of one man fulfilling all 8 prophecies. In other words, there is a 1 in 1 followed by 28 zeros chance of one person randomly having every one of these eight things happen to him. The next step is to see how many people have existed in the world since these prophecies were written. Population of the planet is currently over 7 billion, but 100 years ago, there were fewer than 1.6 billion people, and in year AD 1500, there were an estimated 500 million. Let's be generous again and offer the possibility that over the past 3,000 years, 100 billion people have lived and died. 100 billion is 10 to the 11th power. That's not enough people. The likelihood that one person fulfilled all these prophecies is 1 in 10 to the 28th power, which requires 10 to the 17th times more people, at least, than have existed in the past 3,000 years. We cannot conceive of these numbers. They make no real sense to our brains. Now, let's try to understand what this means. If we had a bucket with 100 silver dollars in it, we could paint one of them with a fingernail polish and drop it back into the bucket. If I shook the bucket, mixing the silver dollars well, we would have one chance in 100 chance, a 100 chance of pulling out the colorful silver dollar by random chance. 100 is just 10 to the second power. The number 10 to the 17th power is very, very large. In order to visualize 10 to the 17th power, we need a bigger bucket. We'd have to take the state of Texas and fill it 2 feet deep with silver dollars, and that should give us 10 to the 17th silver dollars. Then we might fly over and blindly toss out our nail-polished painted silver dollar and allow an earthquake to shake up all the silver dollars so they're all well mixed. Then I take my friend Gary and blindfold him. I ask him to choose one silver dollar from the 2-foot-deep pile of silver dollars all across the great state of Texas, and I tell Gary that if he can pick, he picks that nail-polished one, he gets to keep all the silver dollars. Of course, the probability of Gary choosing the silver dollar with nail polish on it is 1 chance in 10 to the 17th power. He doesn't know whether to make his pick in Amarillo or Dallas or Houston or El Paso. Gary gets one shot, and it's completely absurd to think he'd pick the right silver dollar out of those coins. We only looked at 8 prophecies. We find more than 300 additional prophecies that Jesus fulfilled. And the numbers get more insurmountable with each one. The statistical chance that one person would randomly fulfill all the Old Testament prophecy that Jesus fulfilled in his lifetime is absolutely, astronomically improbable, end of quote. Note that the prophecies cited by Dr. Missler did not include two of major magnitude, Christ's virgin birth and his resurrection ascension into heaven to sit at the right hand of God. For the unbelievers, their unbelief is absurdity stacked on absurdity upon absurdity, compound absurdity. We have arrived at the end. The coming of Jesus Christ and the soon-to-follow world-ending battle of Armageddon is imminent. The world's mental state at the time of the end is depicted in the scriptures with words like reprobate mind and a spirit of strong delusion that the masses will believe a lie. Can you hear the knocking at the door? Friend, if you have yet to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, move quickly while you still have time. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. The end is near. You do not have time to wait. God said, Romans chapter 1, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 12, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God said, Daniel 7:25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Man said, "When my biology teacher told me how all creation materialized out of a big explosion of nothing, and then explained that my father was a monkey, I thought, hey, that's cool. Evolution sure is awesome." Now you have the record.